of Shlomo Molcho, whom we discussed before, the one I discussed with you, Rabbi Yosef Caro, and the generation before, Shlomo Molcho of the Muranos, who himself was a convert to Judaism, and who died a martyr's death at the hands of the Inquisition, so that Shlomo Molcho was somehow the Mashiach ben Yosef. And that struck a responsive chord within the Jewish people, because Shlomo Molcho was a folk hero. Order a dozen, Bernie. The second explanation that he gave at a different time was that Shabtzai Tzvi was so great that the Mashiach ben David that had emerged was of such stature that he obviated the necessity of having a Mashiach ben Yosef beforehand. The third reason that he gave, all of these are conflicting reasons at conflicting times. The third reason that he gave was that the collective sufferings of the Jewish people were themselves Mashiach ben Yosef. Represented. That's terrific. We're counting on you, Mark. This is it. This recording comes through the courtesy of Mark Aronson. Our professional recorder is not here tonight. There's a 15-cent discount on tonight's tape. Right. The third explanation that Mashiach ben Yosef is represented by the sufferings of the Jewish people generally also struck a responsive chord. Therefore, even though it was a theological problem, it was not a problem to the masses, what happened to Mashiach ben Yosef. But this guy, Yosef ben Tzur, who, you're dealing here, in retrospect, you're dealing here with a lot of unstable people. But it's hard to, one man's instability is the other man's genius, or the other man's prophet, or worse than that, the other man's Messiah. I'm sure that Colonel Gaddafi, if we had to give him an exam, may also not pass it. But that has nothing to do with the fact that he's running Libya. And it may be that true of half the guys that are running the great corporations in the United States. It's one of the things always to consider is that potentially we're always dealing with people who are insane or close to it. I will not comment about the rabbinate, but there are no exceptions to this rule. And this man, Yosef ben Tzur, also was guilty of a very famous and prevalent habit in the Middle East of smoking hashish. And it probably is not accidental that most of his great visions came after he had smoked a little. Now, smoking hashish in the 17th century in the Middle East was not a bad habit. It was not seen in the same light. I mean, we don't see it as too bad a habit either, evidently, because of what goes on. But the harmful effects of it were not as apparent as they are in the modern world. I always am impressed by a quotation from someone who will go nameless, though I have the source with me, of a famous responsa regarding the question of whether or not one is permitted to smoke on the holidays, smoke on Yontif, which is a matter of dispute in Halacha. Most of the smokers take the liberal opinion. But one of the rabbis in the 17th century who lived in the Mediterranean basin wrote that smoking, and they're talking about smoking more than tobacco. They're talking about smoking hashish.